Time to put item number three up on the board. As always, joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And, Coach, obviously you talked about it with the press this week. Good critical session with the players as far as studying things and talking about things. How productive was that meeting with your players?
We had a good response to it. Players responded on Wednesday and Thursday in practice and took it to heart. So we'll see how it works out on Sunday.
Coach, obviously when you see a lot of things that go wrong, it's back to basics. And when you look at a team like the Kansas City Chiefs and their dynamic offense, basics and fundamentals is where it really has to start with those guys, trying to defend that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to go out. We need to get lined up, first of all, because if you're a step slow or you're not lined up, they could take one to the house on you. They really have running backs playing wide receivers with the way they play offense. They like to get the ball in the perimeter and do it in a hurry, and they have a variety of ways they can do it. So we need to make sure we go out, we get lined up, and we have everybody running to the football this week.
Alex Smith is a guy that has played high-level football for a long time, doesn't turn the football over, had his first interception in Dallas. When you study him and you watch him, what are some of the things that maybe fans and media miss about how good he is?
Well, everything that they do on offense requires a lot of orchestration. I mean, it's not something that is simple to get done from an offensive standpoint. So he gets the information, gets it to the players, gets out of the huddle quickly, gets them lined up, and you see that confidence. They have a lot of confidence in Alex, and you see it with the way they play.
Special teams with a guy like Tariq Hill back there, what are the challenges that he presents, number one, and then what do you have to make sure you cannot do with a guy like that returning?
Well, first thing is it's going to be about 19-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday, so that we're counting on that to help us a little bit. We can't rush into our coverage lanes too fast, even though they have a tremendous returner back there. He can take one to the house if you give him a sliver. So we have to do our job in protection first in the punt game. We have to position the ball well, make sure we have some hang on it, and leave it close to the sideline. If you punt the ball down the middle of the field, it's going to be challenging for us in our coverage lanes. But, you know, try to pin them to the sideline, let the ball hang up there a little bit, position it to the sideline, and then we have to tackle. We have to get our hands on them. The first guy's got to get them in the grasp and go after the ball after that. But we got to make sure we all rally to the ball, be disciplined in our coverage lanes.
You got a lot of talented guys on the defensive side of the ball. Their numbers don't necessarily match kind of what the talent level is there. Are the numbers a little bit of an aberration for them as you study?
Yeah, they like to get after the quarterback. That's where it starts for them. They have a history of getting after the quarterback. They've been in some higher scoring games because they put up some points offensively, so the games have turned into shootouts at times. So I would say the numbers don't give the defense the credit that they deserve, but they are good up front, and they play a lot of defensive backs. As many as anybody in the league, you'll see three safeties playing out there at one time, and they have a talented duo corners. Peters is real talented, real aggressive. He'll take a shot on the ball, and he'll come up with the catch as well. Has great ball skills and the talent to take it to the house after he catches it. So we have our work cut out for us there.
Well, Coach, obviously one way to neutralize a potent pass rush is heavy-handed football and the run game. Are you happy with the direction this running game is going? It's put up pretty good results over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, I'm pleased with the progress of our run game. When we put big people on the field, we're blocking better, we're playing more physical, we're finishing, the backs are running big. We need to get a lead in one of these games and make sure we extend the lead. Once you get the lead, you extend the lead, then we'll have a chance to wear teams out in the fourth quarter, something that we haven't been able to do, but we're confident that we can get that job done. We get a lead in the fourth quarter and get into our four-minute offense.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. I know it's a busy stretch here with two games in the span of a week, but good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, and giddy up.